You're listening to Freed on Business. To talk to Jim and his guests, call 305-541-2350. That's 305-541-2350. Now, back to your host, Jim Freed.
All right, we're here with another thought leader in real estate and another donor here at the Greater Miami Jewish Federation, Lyle Sharif. Lyle is a deal maker, businessman, makes it happen north of downtown here in Miami. Lyle, welcome to the show.
Thank you for having me.
It's my absolute pleasure. Now, Lyle, you've been making the market up north of downtown for a while, up along Biscayne Boulevard. What are you seeing going on as Biscayne Boulevard continues to evolve?
You know, Biscayne is an interesting area because of all the residential homes that are to the east of it, and it's a neighborhood, and it's a neighborhood in the making. We, you know, travel up and down it regularly, and there's just an incredible amount of movement coming from other neighborhoods that have been priced a lot more expensive than the Boulevard, and people are looking for alternative areas. And again, you know, 50,000 cars a day traveling on that thoroughfare makes it a very viable location for any business, just for exposure.
Oh yeah, plus they go to and from downtown, so there's another great different flow like that. So it seems like it's an absolutely amazing place to do business. Now, you've got a pretty dominant brokerage up there. What are you seeing as far as rental rates go?
You know, that's a good question. Rental rates, you know, and I'm going to go into this and talk about the market.
Good. I want you to talk about the market. I'm trying to lead you good questions so you can give some good
info.
So
what happens, people always come up to me and they go, how's the market? And that's a relevant question. The market is the market, and I always consider the market very good. And my answer is it's a great market. But the question is, do you have a landlord on the other end who's willing to recognize what the real market is and allow a tenant to pay a rent that is an amount that will allow them to make business and be able to stay in their space and have a viable existence in there. And so the big question is, how is the market? The market is right now coming to reality, in my opinion.
Oh, so is the meeting of the minds starting to happen?
Well, we have some intelligent landlords that are trying to get ahead of the curve and recognize what's inevitable. Rates coming down, you know, you can only go so high until somebody can't pay their rent.
Sure. Well, you want a viable tenant. You want your tenant to be healthy. And well, I got to believe if you're the landlord, you should be all about your tenant, really.
Well, it's reality now, because what happened is before there was a lot of trading, and trading was being done on cap rates, on if-come, and financing was being done on all of these rates that they were projecting to get that weren't really viable rates. So now you have landlords that are saying, Lyle, get me tenants. I need cash flow. And I'm like, here we go. This is what we do. This is what we're good at. We won't give it away, but we'll get you what we believe is a rate that will be good for both parties, both the tenant and the landlord.
Well, isn't that what it's all about, creating a healthy ecosystem so that everybody can make business? Because I got to believe if tenants are coming in and going out and coming in and going out, that the landlord doesn't want to own the space, that's becoming a bad space for tenants.
They've been coming and going for a very long time. But again, people who are long-term players that own properties that have basises that they're able to offer spaces at lower rents than the guy who overpaid, you know, this is where we're going, and we're going to bring them tenants, and we're going to do our job, and we hope that more people will pick up on this, and we can say it's a great market and build these neighborhoods with businesses that'll be there to stay for a long time.
What are a couple of tenants you've recently put into the neighborhood that people would recognize?
Important tenants. I mean,
yeah,
they're all important. I mean, we've done the Panther Coffee. We've done.
Well, that's a good tenant.
We've done. We did Pollo Tropical. That's going to be opening up on 67th and Biscayne.
It's
which
about
is
about time. You get a little pressure off the store on Biscayne and 30,
well,
whatever it is.
We caught a little bit of heat from some locals thinking that Biscayne Boulevard wasn't a neighborhood that should have the Pollo Tropical in that neighborhood. And we then have a whole nother group that think it's the best thing that's ever happened, affordable food that everybody really eats that doesn't want to admit.
Oh, my God, I eat that every night. It's the one in Edgewater is right at the top of my
exactly.
street, and my wife stops there. She picks up my this and that.
So you'll know that this Pollo Tropical is a brand-new concept. It's a drive-through. It's an express, and it'll be open at the entrance to Bell Mead. Right there in the 70s.
Awesome.
And I think they'll do great. And there's we're doing deals with businesses like that. We're still doing deals in the design district. We're still working on some very important deals and moving into Wynwood in a serious way. We've let everybody, you know, work that market for a long time and you know, do all of their transactions and get the best out of it. But now we're getting lots of calls from the big boys asking us to come in and do what we do best, which is leasing.
Well, you solve problems, I think, is what you do best, Lyle.
Thank you.
I want to thank you so much for coming on. And one quick question, why'd you guys get involved with the Greater Miami Jewish Federation? We asked that to everybody on the show today.
You know, it's my Jewish duty to start off, and we think that this group of professionals, whether, you know, they're Jewish or not, because probably half are and half aren't here, is just an incredible group of the who's who and the movers and the shakers, and the real foundation of Miami is behind those curtains right now.
Well, you go get in there with the real foundation of Miami behind the curtains. You go mix it up. You make it happen. There's a tenant in there that needs a lease, that needs you to make it happen. I want to thank you, Lyle Sharif, for all that you're doing to make our community great in both a charitable and business sense. Thank you so much, Lyle.
Thank you so much again for having me.